Chapter 1. In 2 years, Lucky Levi had developed an affinity for skinny bitches. The drink, that is. Vodka, soda, and lime. A low-calorie cocktail that helped him fit in his suits, despite drinking at hotel bars far more frequently than a person should. And if he only wanted to appear tipsy for the sake of female company, he could discreetly tell the bartender to hold the vodka. Levi Cole, chief investigative reporter for the Dallas Daily Star, also enjoyed flying to the East Coast, staying in fancy hotels, and sleeping with women, like Emily Green. She worked in Atlanta for Georgia Barrett, who hosted cable's second most-watched primetime news program. And as the midterm elections drew closer, Levi had become a frequent member of the show's discussion panels, which meant more opportunities with Emily. "Are you ever going to tell me how you got that dirt on Lockwood?" she asked as she put her hand on his bare forearm. Like all the other times they'd been together, Levi had rolled up his white shirt sleeves and loosened his tie after appearing on the show. "You're cute, but you know I can't reveal my sources," they said together.
"So I'm just cute?"
"No," Levi said, leaning in. Emily was, as it happened, skinny. And blonde. And tall. As she had been during those previous encounters, Emily was wearing what she had once called her good perfume. Maybe a little too much. But with his senses dulled and his inhibitions waning, it was in the sweet spot. "But," Levi continued, "I'd like to try to keep it professional when I can."
"And when you can't?"
Emily had gotten comfortable enough with Levi to skip most of the small talk. Levi took another sip of his drink and leaned in closer, his lips just brushing Emily's left earlobe.
"Come see for yourself."
Emily tripped and nearly fell into the doorframe as they made their way into Levi's suite. He had been guiding Emily by the small of her back, allowing him to keep her on her feet.
"Good catch. That would have killed the mood.
Scotch or vodka?" Levi asked, opening the minibar.
"Scotch."
"My kind of girl." "Woman," she said. Levi turned around just in time to see Emily drop her black bra. She was still wearing the black skirt from earlier that night when Levi had been on Georgia's show to weigh in on national politics. He used to wonder why they cared what he thought. He didn't know the politicians, nor did he have any unique insight. Or did he? It didn't matter, so long as they kept booking him.
"My mistake," Levi said before putting down the liquor and walking toward Emily.
He paused just before their lips touched. Her eyes were swimming and she couldn't focus on him.
"Whatever, it's fine."
He kissed her before taking her right hand and moving toward the bed. Emily tried to follow, but tripped again.
Shit.
When he was in college, in Austin, Levi and his friends were diligent about making sure they never went too far. Don't put yourself in that situation, and no trouble can follow. Levi hadn't had to worry about it since the night he graduated from the University of Texas. After getting his free shot at every bar on 6th Street, Levi found himself dancing with a petite brunette in her little black dress. As they made their way out of the club at closing time, Levi asked if she was going home with him. She said yes. His buddies said no. But now, alone in a hotel room with a woman he'd slept with before, he had no such guidance. Could he ask her what she wanted to do, if she felt okay, at regular intervals? That might work, unless she was blackout drunk, at which point it wouldn't matter how much consent she gave. No matter how badly he wanted to sleep with Emily, Levi knew he would do the right thing and preserve his ability to face his reflection in the morning. He knew what it was like to sleep with Emily. He didn't need to do it again tonight. Levi also reminded himself that he was a public figure. He needed to keep his name below the headlines, not in them.
"Come here. I think it's time for bed," Levi said. "Finally."
"No, I mean time for you to lie down and sleep. I'll get you a ride home in the morning." Emily pouted for a moment, but
then stumbled toward the bed and curled up next to Levi, still in his pants and shirt.
Lucky Levi, my ass.
Coherent thoughts escaped Levi as he pulled the anvils from his eyelids and slowly pried them open. How long had he been asleep? He picked up his buzzing cell phone and saw the time. Who was calling him at 12:30 a.m. on a Saturday?
Tim Edwards. Fuck me.